if there's anything any longer than a dry spell, it hurts the crops?
Well, a drought.
All right. Then if the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what?
The wind is increasing.
Mm-hmm. And if it's just the opposite, it's been strong and it's getting weaker, it's doing what?
Calming down or decreasing.
Then on a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's not really cold, but you need a sweater, how would you describe it? You say it's little...
chilly.
Okay. Then suppose it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, and so there was a little white coating on the ground, you'd say we had a
frost.
Is there anything heavier than just a frost?
Well, you could have a late frost or a heavy frost.
Mm-hmm. And it was so cold last night that the lake did what? Meaning it had ice over it.
Froze over.
And if it gets much colder tonight, the lake will
freeze.
And it had already.
It already froze over.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, well, this we could have done earlier when talking about the names of the rooms, but about how high would you say this ceiling is?
8 foot.
Okay. Okay. In the fireplace, the smoke goes up through the.
Goes up through the chimney.
And what is that part out in front of the fireplace?
That is the hearth.
And what do you call the things that you lay the wood across in the fire?
The grate, all right. Fire dogs in front.
Okay, fire dogs, uh-huh. And then what's the shelf up above?
The mantle.
What would you call the big piece of wood that you'd put in the very back that would burn all night?
A log.
Mm-hmm. Any special kind of a log?
Could be hardwood, could be pine.
Mm-hmm. What would you call little pieces of wood that you'd use to start?
The kindling.
What kind of wood would that be?
Would be pine, fat, lighter wood.
Okay.
Or light wood, we called it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of short nicknames for things.
Well, that's exactly what I want to hear, nicknames for things. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Nasty old soot.
Okay, and what's left over after the wood burns down?
The ashes.
And what color are they?
Gray or ashen color.
Suppose they were very light color, you'd say they were. No, it's just the color. If they were the color of a piece of paper, that's what color?
That's white.
But the ashes wouldn't be?
No, not hardly.
I wouldn't think so. Well, what do you call just that piece of furniture?
You mean that chair?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. What are we sitting on?
We're sitting on a settee, a divan.
Mm-hmm. You know, my father said divan. I'm always happy when I hear somebody else say that, too, because that was exactly what he said. Any other name for it?
Not knowing exactly what you're searching for,
there are half a dozen different names for
my
this
mind
piece of
runs
furniture.
In six directions trying to say the right thing, and sometimes I wonder.
For some reason, all afternoon I have been saying couch, and that is not my normal word for this, and I don't know why on earth
well,
I'm saying it.
Well, couch, settee.
What's, and you know another word for it? Very common word, beginning with an S, which is my normal word for it. S-O-F-A. That's
sofa. Oh, my God.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
And why I'm not saying sofa today, I don't know. Did you ever hear the word davenet?
Davenet. Don't think so.
Okay. I don't think it's gotten down into this part of the world. It's from other states. Then, what would you call a piece of furniture in your bedroom with drawers in it where you put your clothes?
The dresser.
Does that have a mirror?
Generally, yes.
Suppose it's taller and does not have a mirror.
Chest of drawers.
Okay. What about, the little built-in room off the bedroom where you hang clothes is a...
closet.
If you don't have a built-in one, you just have a piece of furniture where you hang clothes, what would that be?
We had one.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of that, those two drawers right there. It was called,
There are several terms for it.
Because we took the top off of that.
So it had drawers and hanging space?
Yes, and hanging space above it.
Uh-huh.
And we got that marble and put on that top.
Some people say chiffarobe.
Chiffarobe, I couldn't think of that.
Some say wardrobe, would you use that?
Yes. You know, when you grow up as a child and you go through all of these things and the names of things, and then you reach the age we are now, and we constantly with our children and grandchildren who use the modern names, and... makes a lot of things get away from you.
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, you said chiffarobe.
Chiffarobe,
or
yes.
What else?
Chiffarobe, that was.
Or what else might it be?
What was the other word we thought of?
A
wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever hear armoire?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see. The room at the top of the house, just under the roof, little room. Might not be finished.
In the attic part?
Mm-hmm. That's the word,
yes.
I was after, yes. Uh-huh.
You said a room, you threw me.
Oh, okay. Well, the attic,
just one big
you don't consider it a room. Yeah, well, I guess it's the same way in my house. What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
The pantry.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Probably antiques for somebody else.
Well, if it was really worthless stuff, though.
White elephants and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Things you want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a room where you might store all these things?
Well, a storage room, a workshop.
Fine. And what would you say that a woman does every morning when she's... Whoops.